the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
With the phrase that you put that stuff on everything, you didn't think it would go this far. Because on the highway in Ohio, in the sweltering heat, a truck was leaking 40,000 pounds of hot sauce onto the pavement.
Was it Frank's?
Yes. Frank's Red Hot.
I put
hot
that
sauce.
Stuff all over the road.
It did.
Imagine what
it
that would do to Mario
everywhere.
Kart. It would melt the tires.
No yeah, injuries were reported in it.
Well, thank God.
The trucking company is responsible for the cleanup.
Can you imagine you had an open wound and you slid down into the Frank's Red Hot? Oh.
I can imagine.
Golly, boom. You ever had like a sore in your mouth or something? Fat Boy, I know you talked about having mouth aids, but... Like some kind and you have some hot sauce, and boy, it just stings like, or lemon juice the same way.
Oh,
like on a paper cut.
Hey, it was all over the road, mano.
I don't know, but it smells good.
Oh, it smells real good.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a tortilla and rub it across
the
road.
The bird's going up, man. That's the bird's gonna get diarrhea, man.
She sound like a hearse to talk to, bro.
That was my impression of a white surfer, by the way.
White surfer. It's not a Mexican Spicoli.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys are friends. No dies.
So
that's the TV edit.
New Playboy.
Hey, did you get a new car? It looks nice.
Don't fool with it. Don't fool with it, man.
You got to watch Fast Times, the original and the TV cut.
We do, like...
The original's the best.
Once, maybe twice a month, reference that movie.
Know,
so if you've never seen it, get with the times.
You got to.
It came out in like 84.
It was our time.
Mr. Hand.
They did it. They showed a commercial for Dazed and Confused the other day. And I quoted every line they showed in the promo.
Yeah. I want to say over Christmas I rewatched that. And I was like, man, it's... Things that were good, I don't know. Did I mature? Or did I just watch it to the point where
it's that one's like, a classic though.
Yeah.
Old Rip Wheeler's in there with his paddle.
Yeah.
You got the soul pole going to the Emporium.
Freaking Dave Chapelet.
Getting the sixer. Mitch Kramer. Mitchie. Yeah. O'Banion, that was Ben Affleck. Remember he failed 12th grade twice.
That's right.
Carl's mom put a shotgun in his face. Continue, please.
Sure. Well, in France, some sad news if you like chickens.
Hirschfelder stole his mom's
farmer,
car.
Chicken farmer.
Oh, no. Is that where the Cornish hens come from?
It's because of their record-setting heat.
Little midget
past
chickens.
Month, they've lost close to 3 million birds.
Damn.
The majority of them are chickens.
Yeah.
Chicken farmer.
Historical die-off.
Grace lost
sad.
One.
You should have a shirt that says, yeah, I'm a chicken effer. It says farmer.
Dude.
That's brilliant.
Like, that's what they said. That's the TV cut of Super Troopers, I bet.
That's the Briscoe t-shirt.
The chicken farmer.
Yeah, because he is a chicken farmer and a wrestler.
So you lost a chicken. I'm sorry.
Well, it happens. I mean, it really does.
In the heat? Or?
Well, we left it in the car while we went to Walmart.
That's not
sir,
funny.
Somebody,
I can't laugh at
that. Did you leave your cock in the car, sir?
No, it's
he's
one of those things
on.
Where it probably just I mean, it had water, but, you know, sometimes they just, you know,
yeah.
Happens.
Turns out if the water's hot, you know, it's...
Honestly, would you rather eat a chicken that died of natural causes or one that they killed in a facility?
Here's a legit question.
This is a good question, right?
Because they did not show this in Super Size Me Part 2.
What?
If you, because he stepped on some chickens because there were so many of them.
Yeah.
Do they still use the ones they step on? They get so big.
I think that's probably where the idea for nuggets came from.
God, it might have been.
It's like a chicken, like maybe it had like a, you know, screwed up wing or something, you know.
My daddy won't allow us to eat chicken nuggets because he says that's the balls of the chicken and we're boys and we can't eat them.
You know, I will say that I normally like downgrade the hell out of fast food, but like, you know, kids love McDonald's. You can't tell
really
them otherwise.
Do.
So
Teddy plus, Matt like it.
He but more Jasper. And he wanted the what was the toy? It wasn't Pokemon, it was one of those toys, you know. So you know, he got the nuggets. And I ate one of the nuggets because I hadn't had one in years.
Yeah.
Man, they're if that ain't real solid, real chicken.
It's all white meat. The skin's the best part.
Now, back in the day, you'd take a bite of it and it'd be gray on the inside. Yeah. It'd look like you didn't know what.
Now, I will say
like
sometimes.
Old chicken, man.
Sometimes the toys are. I mean, when you were giving away the Crocs, I mean, come on.
Oh, it's Squishmallow, whatever them damn things.
Those are expensive.
Well, it was the little toy came in the little tiny ones.
The full size suckers. I mean, people. Oh, love. I know.
So you get little four little nuggets in your little thing.
Well, he got three.
He took. Come on, man. He's only got four and you took one.
Well, it was a snack.
You got to get a 20.
He wanted the Squishmallow. What are they? Squishbillies?
Squishmallow, Billy the Squid?
I don't freaking know.
Oh, no.
If he wanted to bump up to 10, do you think he could handle 10 nuggets right now?
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
That's my grandson. That's my boy.
I'll bump him
not
up.
Not the four. Got to get him 10.
Old G might be like, he can't have that many nuggets. Like, you hang on.
Oh, G.
Well, he's going to get 10. And we'll bump him up to 20 in 2 years.
Do you have old person habits?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I got to make sure I don't sit down too fast. If you
millennials.
Know
So here's some habits that old people do. For example, drinking prune juice. I don't think
if I sit out too fast, my boys are gonna look like somebody ran over some bubble gum.
Yeah, like women don't understand that. Like the other night, I got out of the car wrong, and I literally like sat on myself.
Yep.
And I was like, ah, and she's like, what? I was like, I just sat on my own balls.
I have.
She said you beat me to it.
The strangest conversation about that men can actually put them back up in their bodies.
Not up in their body. You just resituate them. It's like your jugs. You ever fall out of your bra?
All the time.
We have push-up drawers.
Yeah.
Like you have push-up bras. God, if you had a push-up bra, you wouldn't be able to see straight.
No kidding. Like, hey, Wilson.
That's what it looked like. I don't know.
Never mind. I'm not going to say anything personal. I was going to say
something. Like a leopard hanging out behind
her. I can't wear certain bras at my other job. If I've been down, I fall out.
Oh, yeah.
Please tell us when you wear those so we can go buy makeup.
We can just like constantly throw things on the floor.
Yep. There's my phone. You seen a meme of Sydney Sweeney where it says she's not hugging her knees right here because she's got like an armful of tea meat.
I feel like she's going to have real bad back problems when she gets older because she's so thin, but her breasts are so
big. I'll be here to hold her up. Like, I will. Like just lean on me.
You've talked about it. You've had back issues, but that's mainly from dancing, though. Not adult, but ballet.
She's a belly dancer, too.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
She dances belly.
I did that last
great movie.
That's a good time.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, DMX.
Rest in peace.
We'll watch it this weekend.
My back problems came from that car accident, not from
belly dancing?
No, that's fine.
Where her tooth went through her lip. That one, right?
See right here, yeah. Went through the windshield.
What if it went through the lip and then the boob just like knocked it back out?
It hurt so bad. All right, so back to the old people thing. My tooth is about to go through your lip. I don't ever go to bed early. I try. Like, I try to go to bed, but if it's still light.
You need some Ambos.
Bull stud, you've sent emails to me for the show the next day at like 12:30.
Yep.
At night.
I know. I said it's hard for me to go to bed
early. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Like
it is.
Same
for me.
I can't, you know.
Fatboy will get a text from me. He'll see the next morning. I'll text you like 12:45 or something. Like, dude, I'm going to need you to call me. Make sure I'm up.
And it's not like I don't try. Like, I'll lay in bed, but I won't go to sleep.
Well, you can't sleep on your stomach anymore because, you know, you'd be staring at the pillow.
What is wrong with me? Like, I can't
sleep. Just a pile of eight pillows, too.
I don't know. Why is the pillow so down far?
I can sleep on my stomach. All right. Listening to music at a normal volume.
It's like she's doing the downward dog.
Like she's flying.
It's impossible.
It is not impossible. What kind of bed do you think
right
I
now.
Have?
Get on the floor. Get on the floor. Get on the floor.
Getting off social media.
Yeah. If you had a twin and you stood in front of each other, it'd be like the running back shoots at practice back in the day.
How about this? Not wasting anything. My grandmother was that type of person when she got older. She'd like bread.
Yeah.
She'd dust the mold off of bread and make me a sandwich. I was like, no, I'm not eating that. I'm not eating that.
You got to save some money. We used to do that with condoms.
The worst story ever.
No.
We take turns wearing them.
They were not poor. They had a beach house at Ocean Lakes. But do you remember the story about my grandparents in their bath?
Oh, God.
They recycled bathwater.
I cannot.
I'm not kidding you.
And you were the last one.
The last one. Me and my sister, and we'd spend the weekend there. My grandpa would go first.
Ew.
Then my sister, I think my sister and my grandma together, because she was real young then, And then I would go last, and the water would be like gray, like the McDonald's nuggets back in the day.
You had to take a bath with your grandpa?
No.
Was it cold by then?
Yeah, kind of. It was still a little lukewarm, which really didn't make me feel any better, because I know what happens when you piss in the water. I mean, you pee.
What?
He's like, you might have one of these one day.
Yeah. So, and think about it at the time. I was just like,
Here's some more old people habits. Eating an early dinner.
Early dinner?
Mm-hmm.
But like Frank Zappa in his underwear.
I like going out to dinner earlier because, especially at a restaurant, you don't have to wait.
Where else would you go out to dinner to?
I'm here.
A friend's house.
Okay, yeah, good point.
Yeah.
She's DTE.
Running.
You love eating out.
She does.
I do.
How often do you think you eat out?
Like every day?
At least probably 3 times a week I eat out.
Do you just kind of snack sometimes? Or you just really get in there and go, just go to town?
Yeah, do you just like get after it?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
Do you burp a lot and you're like, I should stop for a second, you know?
Depends on what I'm eating. What makes you burp, fat boy?
God, everything. I just had hiccups here, and I didn't do anything.
Yeah, he was singing how dry I am over there while he's hiccuping.
Oh, boy.
And I was going to sing the Camptown Ladies.
You'd look at him and think he drinks like a fish, but he don't anymore.
Yeah,
he quit drinking.
So young
maybe
people.
Maybe that's the problem.
Young people don't run anymore, running. Someone said that when they were teenagers, they used to mock at runners, and now it's their favorite.
Oh, we used to race like crazy, man, on the blacktop. That's what we called it back then. I don't know what you're supposed to call it now. Asphalt surface.
If it was a white top, it'd dark be top. Dirty all the time.
Dark top.
Yeah, it seems worse, right?
Let's call it a top of color.
We would do
whatever
sprints.
Top you feel comfortable with, okay?
Yours.
Oh, my God.
And you do not say that to a coworker.
You do not stop tape.
Odyssey, I'm telling you. I'm trying to learn these two. Learn them up.
You're doing so well.
I've harassed so many people over the years, I kind of know what not to do now.
I do have to say, I have to point this out, and you know I love you, Paige, but like literally, when you go to type, they're laying on the table.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Tell me about the time capsule, because I really, really, really don't know. I know that there was one that was...
This is the big one. The big one.
This big, beautiful time capsule.
So this is the one they buried in Philadelphia.
Right.
One of the crime and drug-ridden cities in our... but, you know, it was the first, like, you know...
Yeah. They drank tea and stuff back then. They massacred...
That's where they signed the Constitution.
Right. When are they going to open that?
In 250 years from now. So nobody's going to be around for it.
No.
But they didn't tell us, you know, until now what each state.
Do you think the people that live in this country then, under the new country name then, like the people of Trepania, will they...
God dang it.
Trepania.
Is that going to be a thing?
I love it.
Is that why you wanted Iceland?
I don't know.
Is he making my own country?
I want to be a president of a continent, not just not just of one country. Trepania, they find this in 250 years. They're like, what was America? I just smuggled it. That's who bought Google. I just smuggled it. And it says America was a band.
Yeah.
You know?
How about the rest of the world putting us over for the 250? You see the Eiffel Tower? They lit it up red, white, and blue.
That's nice.
Japan.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
I think Mexico did, but I mean, at that point, I mean, come on. You kind of owe us, right?
Well. Why for soccer?
Kind of look the other way for a long time, like you know.
Soccer mania.
But it's over for the red, white, and blue.
I went to a restaurant, but let's call it a bar because it sounds cooler. I went to a bar on Friday afternoon, little happy hour-ish thing, and just people sitting there drinking, watching soccer.
What'd you drink?
I drank
mojito.
No, it was.
he likes fruity drinks.
It's,
I don't blame him.
Yes, I do. It's a beer. It's called Bananas in Paradise. God, I can't remember the name of the freaking place. It's over there in Greer. Anyway, it's a brewery. I want to hear Bill Brooks say brewery. I hope there, God, knock on wood. I hope there's an accident, but no one gets hurt near a brewery. Basically,
there are traffic at brewery. Let's see if Bill Brooks or Tom Brokaw on one.
So are we allowed to? So we do know everything that went in. Was
everything
there one that they opened? Like, is there?
Every state had a compartment that they could put stuff in. They could,
right?
But it couldn't be stuff that would ruin the, like, no leather, anything like that.
Okay.
Because I guess leather doesn't, you
PETA
know.
PETA would get mad about that.
Or other stuff. It would ruin the other stuff. So you were limited on what you could contribute, but I have what each state. So I figure we'd do, like, what our state okay. and the local ones did.
God. What did we donate? What would we donate as a state?
Oh, this would be good to guess. Now, you know somebody probably tried to sneak a Confederate flag
probably.
In the sucker.
Probably.
Rebel flag. But that did not make it.
South Carolina.
Because like, picture like a bento box. That's our little compartment.
So what? Give me an example of a state that, you know, is what they, like, did Iowa donate an ear of corn? Like, I'm trying
That'd
to figure out what kind of, did we send them a Carolina Wren bird to put in a box for $250?
Oh, I could tell you that South Dakota gave a poetry book.
Okay. Dude, we gave a LP version wow. of Crack Rearview by Hooting the Blowfish.
No, we didn't. That would have been a lot cooler than what we gave.
Sometimes I wonder.
We actually gave two things.
Nikki Haley?
No.
Put her in a box?
Well, I saw she had a nice box at Morgan Wallen. That must be hers.
I heard about her.
Uh-oh.
That must be hers for the whole year.
She gets, yeah.
A lot of perks.
Yeah, she gets perks there. She works out with Wahlberg, I heard.
Working for old Don the first time.
What, okay.
So we got, for South Carolina,
yeah.
two things.
A Bible.
A coin.
A coin.
Yep, it was a challenge coin. Do you know what it like?
Like for Alcoholics Anonymous?
There was like, you know, is Washington like kind of cross-eyed on it?
Uh-huh.
Let me see what a challenge coin is.
Like, yeah, what are they challenging them to?
Oh, it says it represents...
a game of horseshoes.
Oh, it's a 250 coin.
Well, they already have one. Why would we donate that? Good job, Hanky Mac.
I didn't know what to give them.
That's a good... What, do you just look around the office and grab a couple things and throw it into a bendo box or whatever you call it?
Give it just 1 second. I find you something to put in that son of a bitch.
Oh, man.
Not only do we give a 250 coin...
250 coin.
We put a 250 pin. Pretty much the same damn thing in there.
This shows no anything.
Free thought or anything.
God.
I mean,
Lindsey Graham, who do I blame? Who do I write a letter to complain about that? That sucked. I thought maybe tobacco, maybe some textiles. You know? What are we known for anymore except traffic?
Since I'm close, and because these are in alphabetical order, Tennessee put a poster.
A poster?
A 250 poster.
What is this?
It's just shaping up to be garbage.
It's
man.
Like when, you know what? It's a good example. When my parents had the 25th wedding anniversary, they got all this stuff that unfortunately I got to see again when we were cleaning out the house of all these 25th anniversary engraved things that they never even used. You know what I mean? Like like some kind of vase that said 25th anniversary. Didn't have their names on it, you know? Just kind of odd, kind of like. I don't know.
I'm going to find the coolest stuff they put in there. But North Carolina put a poem and a commemorative copper disc with a state house etched in the copper. Now, how much is copper going to be per pound?
I know.
250 years.
You're going to have a bunch of tweakers try to dig up the capsule to get the copper out.
I tell you this, Ohio put a piece of the fabric from the Wright brothers. First flight.
Now, now they're still in North Carolina's fame.
And I feel like somebody is going to dig it up. And
Ken Golden get out there with a metal detector. So, I'm disappointed in our state for that.
Well, the whole time capsule sucks. Like, who's going to want to dig it up? Well, I guess they have to because, you know, they'll keep talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but, like, what they find in there is, well, y'all were boring in South Carolina. You could have had, like, a little... lithograph of kissing cousins or something cool, funny, you know?
I'm trying to...
God, what are we known for, like, around the country? Never mind the world. Like, what did people think about South Carolina? What are their first thoughts? Myrtle Beach, probably?
Yeah, they said Maine put a bone fragment from a North Atlantic white whale into theirs.
Well, I don't know if that's much better than what we did.
I mean,
I want
Dawn
Staley's Louis Vuitton sweater in there.
This thing's... Oh, no, hang on a second. Somebody put... I don't know who put this in. But it said a molecular data storage device with synthetic DNA containing copies of Thomas Jefferson's Declaration of Independence.
Wow.
Why would that be called synthetic DNA?
I don't know. That's strange.
And an audio recording of the national anthem?
God, they must be really planning for everything to get cooked over. Like, we're literally putting in stuff to...
It's like a reset if something happens.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing in Antarctica where they have the Noah's Ark. That's what they call it, the DNA bank. And it's DNA from all the living creatures in the world.
God, this time capsule sucks.
But if crap hits the fan, blah, 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 blah happens, then you're going to go... You're looking for food in Antarctica, wherever you are, and you come across this thing, and there's a bunch of, like, DNA of... And how are you going to recreate it?
Oh, God. Like, who knows what they'll have in the future. Now you can pick, if you're having a baby, you can pick what eye color you want. You can pick this, that, and the other.
How do you do that?
They manipulate it with the IVF. Like, you can pick features.
God, that's weird.
Do you see the family that got it mixed up? So when she got implanted, it was somebody else's sample. And they said they're going to keep the kid anyway.
Well, yeah.
Well, they had to tell the other parents, hey, we mixed the samples up. So shouldn't it be like that's their kid. You got to give back to them.
Wow.
But the other parents are like, I would cool with it.
I would cool with it.
You can keep it.
Those parents didn't stay in school, did they?
Oh, I mean,
I'm cool with it.
Hey, you have a kid.
You want a kid. You take a kid.
You want me to go in the cup again?
Man, that's weird.
It is.
He found out, like, oh, this kid's going to have red hair and probably get bullied for the rest of his life. He could change it.
Baby's on demand. Yeah, you could.
So that would maybe cut down on abortions.
That's the thing. Nobody ever talks about, you know, selecting. Like, it's always the abortion angle of it.
Right.
But the IVF is, I mean, look, that's just as controversial, right? But that's okay if you create it.
I know. It's weird with that. Like, some people, you know, the...
Have you ever been aborted? Your call is next.
Oh, my God.
The Amish, you know, they will, you know, certain types of electricity, electronic stuff, they will not use at all. They won't... Some of them won't... You know, certain religions won't even go to a doctor.
Are you telling me the Amish are not using miter saws? And I mean, come on. They're hand sawing all this stuff still?
I don't know. How the hell did they build all them buildings around the world without power tools?
How are they freeze drying the bananas for the banana chips if they don't use a dehydrator, which you have to plug in? There you go.
Wow.
Plus all the leather stuff they do. You got to cut the leather.
Well, yeah, but you don't need power to do it.
Oh, yeah. You going to cut it with a handsaw?
Well, they did back in the day.
They like to tell you they did.
Well, shoot.
Don't trust the Amish.
Think about being a horse, and they come. They have a seat made out of a skin of another animal. They're gonna put it on your back, and you got it. And then this fat ass cowboy's gonna ride around on it. That's gay. Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say hello, famous people celebrating a birthday on the day, the 7th of July. Happy birthday.
Suck it. I'm telling you, we got to do one of those little, what do they call it? Uncut little pods.
Where we say cuss words and stuff?
Oh, yeah. We can talk about misheard segments.
Oh, yeah.
People that don't remember the right names.
Misheard lyrics. I got dibs on AC/DC.
I like when y'all do Whore in the Roses. I listen every day.
Whore in the Roses.
That's what I like.
Guys, you ever thought about doing Guar in the Roses?
Oh.
Where you come in?
The band will actually
please
do the pitch.
Please make that happen.
Oh, we'll start with this. We don't have very many today.
Is it Olympia Dukakis' birthday?
It is not, but that'd be a good swerve to play for her. Because I wouldn't play anything from Steel Magnolias.
Greg Louzanis? Lou Ganis?
Nope. Winter Olympian. Probably more famous for never winning the gold medal.
Shaun White.
Oh, he won a lot of gold medals. Flying Tomato.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah.
Girl or boy?
It is a girl. I believe Lipinski won the gold.
Oh.
The year that...
Oh, Tara. That's who the girl was. I was trying to remember. It was on the Anthony Davis prank show. It was Tara Lipinski.
Tara.
She looks exactly the same.
Pretty.
Yeah, very pretty. Give me the initials. Let's go that route.
M-K. M-K.
Ultra.
She went on to be an ambassador in, I think, Obama's administration.
Man, I hate myself for not knowing this.
Yeah.
What's her name rhyme with?
Michelle Swan.
Oh, Michelle Kwan. Oh, yeah. Michelle Kwan. Big Mike, her friends call her.
She was our number one until Lipinski came along and took that gold.
I thought she won.
No.
How many Pollocks did it take to win a gold medal? You know what I'm saying?
Didn't Yamaguchi win one? I think she finally got one.
Yeah.
But Michelle Kwan. Let me double check now. Let me ask this slut on my phone here.
Yamaguchi, that was a song by the Doobie Brothers, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yamaguchi, up and over.
Hey, Suri, did Michelle Kwan ever win a gold medal? She didn't answer. Is this bitch on strike? Like, what's up? Siri.
Oh, yeah, she was from Torrance.
Siri, I'm talking to you. Siri.
Oh, she gave
First me- off, why do you take so long to answer? Now she turned off.
She was talking to someone else. She can't just stop. She was talking to...
Well, I trust myself and not technology, so...
Yeah.
How old is she?
Tara Lipinski. Michelle Kwan is...
She's from California.
Torrance.
I guess.
I haven't heard her cuss. I don't know.
You make it random cities like Bucho Cucaluku or...
Bucho Mongabugo.
She and Butch were in here talking about California for
that was great.
20 minutes.
She loves that. Like,
I do.
It gives her like,
he knew where I went to college. That was the best part.
Oh, he's a stalker. Let's go with 39. I have no freaking clue.
45.
Shit, close. She's 46. 46 years old.
Let's see what she looks like now.
I guess we'll do this guy because we're kind of...
It's not the first time you said that.
We're running low on birthdays. And
who are we doing?
He is a famous comedian, but he won't cuss in his act, but he'll cuss like hell in any movie you pay him to be in. I'll give you his...
Adam Sandler?
One of his favorite sayings. And then you can guess who it is. Hot Pocket! Remember the Hot Pocket bit?
I do, but I can't remember who it was.
That's his kind of comedy.
Man.
And he kind of has the tone like, I put a Hot Pocket in the microwave. I burned a Hot Pocket. Hot Pocket.
Paula Poundstone? I have no clue.
His name rhymes with...
His name is Paula.
Yeah, give me the initials. Well, I'm afraid I won't even know who the person is what it's going to be. Is it someone you know that I know?
His name rhymes with Slim Laughigan.
Oh, Jim Gaffigan.
Hey!
Yeah. He talks poorly about the South, so he can suck it.
He can. His own. I've seen it.
Well, okay, he can suck it, because I don't...
Well, unfortunately, it is a big one. He can still suck on it, though, as you said.
Is he 50?
60 years old.
Aha! That's what you get for talking about the South.
Guff.
A beetle.
Yep.
Paul.
Nope.
Ringo.
It is Ringo's birthday. Richard Stock. And Barry Keoghan's playing him in the movie that's coming out. The Beatles biopic.
About time. I don't know what they were dragging their feet for with it, you know?
Did you see Paul McCartney sing at Taylor Swift's wedding?
No. Man, I didn't. I didn't see it on social media.
How did you not?
Because I don't follow...
Girls?
No, I do. But, like, I don't know. I swear to you, I have not seen a clip of that. And I'm totally fine.
I'll be honest with you. I don't really care.
I won't call anybody out, but there's some people that are a little upset they didn't get invited.
Call them out.
A couple of ex-football players on the male side. Like, hey, I thought Travis was going to give us an invite, but
ex-football players?
Yeah. Did not happen. They didn't get invited. No. Nope. One was a Titan for his whole career. I just don't want to say who it is because their podcast is already big enough, and I don't want to blow it up even more than Odyssey goes and gives them a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
Without even, you know, talking about
Odyssey. They can suck it then.
Yeah, they can suck it.
I'm glad you didn't get invited.
But Ringo Starr, I know who you're talking about.
Harrison Bucker didn't get invited.
I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah.
And go to hell.
And I wouldn't say it to like
when
his face.
Like in the hallways here, they have these flat screens that rotate, like, you know, pictures of us and all these things.
Yeah.
And when I see theirs come on, I unplug the damn TV.
And they're probably cool dudes, but you got to understand, I got a professional jealousy.
It's professional jealousy.
Oh, be nice.
That's why I can't like Mac.
You were an athlete. Then go off and enjoy retirement. Don't come on our turf.
Stop it.
Because you know what? I gave up football so they could play it.
Oh, I see.
Is that what we got to do to have a successful podcast is I put guess. It in the bus?
We just got to slurp it up. Slurp we got to just slurp it up, baby. Brown nose it, and be fake. And I won't.
You can't be fake.
I'd rather live with the homeless.
All the hobos. There's a lot of them. Well, you're not welcome in downtown Greenville. How about that?
Well, you know what?
Let's get that shelter going.
I would say that Ringo.
Considering the fights I've seen at bars downtown Greenville, I'm fine with that.
He's over 80.
God.
Was it here that somebody backed their car up onto the concrete kind of walkway?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
I'm pretty sure it was downtown Greenville. Lady backs her car up and then just gets out and looks. And see somebody's filming, so she tries to get back in the car.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure that was here.
This was a fight. Imagine, actually, our news director was showing it to me on her phone a little while ago. God.
And I said, this is why I don't like to go out late at night. Cause
in a certain bar downtown? Yeah, that one might get shut down, people are saying. I ain't going
to
say what you
that it ain't. And I don't think it's going to be shut down for not being able to afford insurance. I think it's because...
All right,
it's out of control.
They've had a lot of incidents, I've read, at the certain place.
Anyway...
oh, we got one more to do.
Ringo is in his 80s. That's all I know.
He already said.
What was it?
86.
Oh,
sorry.
That's okay.
Wasn't paying attention.
Johnny Carson, he's dead. Jay Leno?
No, but it is from the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Ed McMahon's dead.
He is dead.
Doc Severinsen?
Doc's birthday.
No way.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Doc Severinsen.
What a horny old man.
He was on there for 25 years. He retired when Johnny did because, you know, of course... Leno was Branford Marcellus, and then it was Kevin Eubanks.
Yeah. Who do you think, like, did you ever have one that you liked better than the other? You know, like, were you a Max Weinberg guy, or did you like...
Oh, yeah, I loved Conan, man. Like, the early Conan days.
Okay, so what was...
I still like him.
What was Arsenio's guy's name? He played the keyboards, real. He had sassy, crazy hair.
What was it?
I liked him. My mama liked, what was his name? DJ Swirls or whatever that was on Ellen.
Oh, it was...
Before Ellen had him killed.
It was Twitch.
Twitch. My mama, yeah, she enjoyed it. I love when she makes Twitch scared.
I like... They pop out of the box.
You know what? I bet she was first in line when Twitch got to heaven. I really do.
Is Twitch up here?
You know, my son said Ellen was not to be trusted. He was right.
Shelley Duvall would have been 77 years old today.
She died homeless. Which
Here's
sucks.
Donnie.
Did she really?
Yeah, dude. She had, like... I don't know if it was... drug issue, some kind of addiction, and like she literally died on the streets.
The greatest pitcher the Negro Leagues has ever seen.
James Coolpapa. Oh no, Leroy Satchel Paige.
Yeah, Satchel would have been 120 years old today.
I thought you were talking about James Coolpapa Bell. What an awesome nickname to have. I'm Coolpapa.
Did I forget what all Rube Foster did? He was a player, a coach, an executive. Like, he ran that sucker.
Scout.
Yep.
Everything.
He did it all.
Speaking of doing it all, Paige done it all.
Management likes the turnips you can bleed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You seen me?
They like them even more when they just fell off the truck.
They like a turnip full of blood.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right.
Having said that, I'll see you Sunday mornings at 7 a.m.
No, you get your days wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not done yet.
I know. I got to go. I got to work till 3.
You're not even halfway through.
By the way, I was going to tell you, Michelle Kwan she's on the Trump.
Big Mike.
Administration. She is the United States ambassador to Belize.
Oh, okay. I can't remember. She was.
I did not know that.
Well, she's held that for a while, right? I think she started under Obama, maybe, or Biden, was it?
Okay. Wow. Oh, she goes from one to the other?
I think. Fauci did. I think you can in the ambassadorships.
Her middle name is Wing Chain. It is. Michelle Wing Shane Kwan.
You know, Biden's last name's not Biden. That's his middle name. His last name's actually Augubar. I'm kidding.
I hate that I sat up in my chair thinking I was about to hear some kind of crazy information. Well, I remembered your face when I told you about Big Mike.
That's Big Mike.
My wife.
I saw Bill Bridger. I got on my laptop. Turns out I don't know how to plug it in.
Well, we've heard now the same woman that stole Paige's laptop stole his cell phone.
And asked her how much money she made.
Yep.
I can't believe it. The balls of some people.
I know. All right. Tomorrow, the best damn audio. I've got something that I'm going to actually break a rule and actually... steal somebody else's video or whatever you call it and post it on my Instagram so you can see that this is not AI. This is actual real stuff. You'll only hear it on the radio, but I want you to be able to see it too because it's real as hell.
If you recently went on a tirade at a Dollar General in Hodges, South Carolina, you just made best damn audio.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm going to have to heavily edit it. Heavily.
He said Dollar General. Is this same person on trial tomorrow?
You said some stuff you should not say in public.
Oh, Lord.
Like bad words.
Things you only say in private.
Like you take the worst word you could say, and this person said it a lot.
What is your favorite worst word? Text it in 1-800. Oh, Paige will read those starting at 10:05. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America and Wing Shane to you all. Thank you.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When they bicker back and forth, that's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Say yeah!